News Talk 1620 WTAW. William Bouse here from the Bryan Fire Department. And I guess you went off into a nice tangent when I started giving the weather conditions, particularly how dry it is out there.
Right. The dry conditions gave me the idea on the way up here listening to you what we could talk about tonight. With the dry conditions and the cold, I thought we would talk a little bit about taking care of ourselves and preventing us from not necessarily being a fire victim over the Christmas holidays, but maybe being a victim that ends up in our ambulance in the hospital and not enjoying the Christmas holidays. So I thought I'd talk about something as simple and often forgotten about as adequate hydration. With only a 16% humidity, it's really important that although we're not hot and sweaty, that we realize that we need a lot of water.
And focusing on water versus caffeinated and alcoholic-based beverages.
Right, which we're going to enjoy some of those, too, through the Christmas season. There's going to be punches, and there's going to be coffees and teas and all of that. But we do need to remember that we do need to adequately hydrate because of so many things that it does for us. It reduces symptoms. If we do have a cold, it will help you feel better if you have a runny nose. You're losing a lot of water out of that particular ailment, and it will help. It also aids in healing of any kind of injuries. It helps your immune system to not be as stressed, which can help prevent you coming down with something. And we just need to be always mindful that even though we don't feel like we need water, we need water.
And as we go into another couple of nights of freezing or below temperatures, too, having heaters, furnaces on, whether they're electric or gas, that's something else that's going to compound the dryness factor.
That is. That's going to cause our internal environment to be as dry or drier than the external environment. We're going to constantly dry out that air inside our homes to a point that it can cause us to get dried out from being in the environment. So we need to always be drinking lots of water. And one of the other things that we wanted to do for our health was to remember to frequently hand wash, because that's the best way of not passing on germs and not picking up germs and becoming sick from them. We're going to be out doing our Christmas shopping last minute. Just remember that everybody else picked up whatever it is that you're looking at before you did, and were they all healthy? So always wash your hands and drink lots of water.
I know we wanted to stay focused on health, but I can't bring up when you mentioned the keyword shopping. Every time I think about shopping, I always remember you talking about fire lanes and people, if for no other reason, just to make sure that they park where they're supposed to and not be next to a red line.
Correct. That's very important. We have had several times recently where we've had overloads of fire lanes, and if our units needed to get to somebody who was sick or injured inside those shopping centers, our units did not have a place to park where they needed to be able to respond to those individuals. And this could be one of your family members or somebody you know or that you care about. And how would you feel about the help not being able to reach them? So please think about walking a few more steps and parking in the designated parking spaces, not in the fire lanes.
We need to scoot anything else before we wrap up.
Just remember on the heating to be really safe with that. Please don't use gas cooking appliances as heaters. Use heaters. Use UL heaters as directed. Make sure your flues are open on your chimneys. And by all means, please, please, please do not use barbecue type pits inside, charcoal type cookers inside. They are not meant for that, and the CO that's put off by them is a pretty extreme amount, and there has been deaths by people bringing those kind of things inside.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
We'll see you in the new year.
Yes, sir.
Brian, William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.